Australia is known for its wide open spaces and unique biodiversity. In 2014, 4.2 million nature-based tourists came to Australia and contributed $23.2 billion to our local economy. From an economic perspective, the federal government's reason seems counterproductive due to the funding for our biodiversity conservation has dropped 37% since 2013. Did you know that there are 120 endangered species in the Afters electorate of Kingston Smith alone? A species from the Afters area that was unfortunately been placed on the threatened species list is the Regent Honeyeater. Its habitat loss has hurt the population and allowed for an increase of other species and impact directly upon the Regent Honeyeaters. Stock grazing is preventing the regeneration process, and it's estimated there are fewer than 1,500 honeyeaters in Australia today. The Threatened Species Commission and Taronga Zoo have created a partnership recently to assist with the Regent Honeyeater. Taronga Zoo has established a zoo-bred population as part of a recovery plan, and so far there are 200 birds that have been bred at Taronga and released back into the wild. Breeding between captive bred and wild birds have already been recorded, which is evidence of the success of the conservation program. Now, with council elections this weekend, should you consider the threatened species in your area? I spoke to the Greens councillor of a central ward within the Randwick Council about what he was doing for the species within the area.
I've been working on, and the current Greens councillors have been working on, has been to work with other councils and the state government to create a sitting water park, basically, which means that the state government will assist councils along the area covered, basically all of the Sydney region, to protect the marine life in the area, the Sydney Marine Park.
So this gives more power to the local councils?
Yeah. We have a lot of issues being a major city with stuff ending up in the water, and state government should be assisting local councils in, even though we do have lovely beaches, in actually addressing those issues. Which are ongoing and which, you know, definitely more can be done. And I think that advocating for that is very important, not just for us, but for everyone who comes to our beaches and to the environment. As well as that, I've been advocating since I ran for state government to make all of Malabar Headland a national park, because there are threatened species on the headland, plant life and animals. Mm-hmm. But especially the plant life, it's you know, there's some plants there that don't grow anywhere else, and those need to be protected. Even though the state government has acquired some of the land back and the council is producing a walkway through there, there's still issues with the shooting range there, with people. Just last week, someone walked onto the shooting range, and so it's a public safety issue as well as area that should be protected, our natural heritage that should be protected.
Okay, how does the shooting range impact the threatened species of the area?
Just because there's people coming onto the site, what they do, well, shooting them clearing land to have the shooting range, and it's also about the public safety, really.
Yeah.
But we want to make the whole thing a national park, and to make the whole thing a national park and have people enjoy it as a national park, the shooting range will need to move off the headland.
Okay, great. Will you be doing anything about the Coogee Beach sewerage and Maroubra Beach sewerage issue?
If I get elected to council, I've already committed to getting a study funded to address the leachate issue at South Maroubra. Fellow colleague Murray Matson has been working on the Coogee stormwater issue.
Yeah, that sounds true. So final question is, if somebody does care about the threatened species in their area, what do you believe that they can do?
Well, I mean, obviously they can contact their representatives to see what their feelings are about those. I mean, they're more than welcome to contact me to discuss their issues.
Mm-hmm.
But more than that, they can get involved with, particularly Friends of Malabar Headland are a community organisation which go out and, like, clean up rubbish and do pruning on Malabar Headland to make sure that the area is preserved. There are organisations like that, like Bush Care, across the state, so they're more than welcome to get involved with those organisations. But at the very level, they can just contact their local representatives to see what their views are on these things and what they're actually going to do about it.
Just vote at council elections.
Yeah, definitely. So this Saturday, the 9th, yeah, get out and vote and make sure you know who you're voting for.
Absolutely. Okay, thank you so much for talking to me, James. It was a pleasure.
Oh, no worries.
All right.
Anytime.
Extinction is forever. And every time we lose a species, our world becomes a poorer place. So make your vote count this weekend, and we can prevent the irreversible loss of our precious threatened species. My name is Chloe, and you're listening to Afterthought.